This is Edit Pens podcast episode 142 for Thursday, February 19th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Pens Radio Network.
Oh my God, we're back home.
This is the post LA Pen Show edition.
Yes.
And I'm happy to be back.
Although we're going to be gone again, in 2 weeks? Two weeks?
2 weeks from today.
And, oh my God. And then, but after Baltimore, and then immediately right after that's Long Island, then we're home for like 5 or 6 weeks. I'm really looking forward to
Atlanta,
that.
Which is, right. Four weeks maybe. I don't think it's that long.
I have surgery for 2 of those weeks, and then it's like 3 weeks after that.
Well, anyway.
LA was awesome.
Much anticipated.
Yeah.
Lots of fun things that happened. Let's just dive right in there. We got about 56 minutes to before we have to go pick up our son from the airport. Left Thursday afternoon.
You know, I wanted to go the southern route because I didn't want the pens to leak into the caps like they normally do. And I mistakenly thought that it would get warmer sooner because you're just going straight south.
Nope.
We had snow in Texas.
Yeah.
What the heck is up with that? 3 o'clock in the middle of the afternoon, and it was just as cold almost. It was... I mean, at one point it was in the 50s, not in Texas, but and then it got down into the 30s. We might as well have been home. Not much exciting.
Well, the pens didn't leak.
It was good.
And so that was good, except I brought my camera anticipating taking pictures of New Mexico, Arizona, the new route, and it was either snowing or it was raining or it was overcast the entire time. So we never got the camera out, which was a disappointment. Because for some of you that know that, I'm a big fan of driving through Utah and taking like 500 pictures. So we made the trip to LA in about roughly 43 hours. And
you did get free lunch out of the deal.
We did get free lunch out of the deal. We were stopping for, I don't remember what city it was, one of our options was Chick-fil-A. Love them or hate them, it's beside the point. I had never been, and so Lisa embarrassed me by telling me, the lady there, that I had never been there because I was trying to figure out what I wanted on the menu, and the lady actually just gave me my lunch for free.
Well, Brian was taking a while trying to choose. Because there are a lot of yummy choices, and I just kind of leaned in. I said, "It's his first time," and she's like, "Oh, bless your heart." And she said, "You know," and she did a couple things on the register. "You get your lunch for free today." So, thank you, Jackie.
Of course. Then the first thing I did is I put barbecue sauce on it or whatever, and it just
whatever
ended up on my pants. But
that was. Yeah, we spend far too much time eating and sleeping in our car.
Yeah. So we did get free lunch out of the deal. And anything other exciting thing that happened along the way? Not really.
Not really. It was
uneventful, which is good.
A little anticlimactic. No raccoons or armadillos were harmed during the trip. We did get to go through Winslow, Arizona. There was nothing to see because it was in the middle of the night.
It was the middle of the night, so we couldn't stop at the corner.
Yeah.
Which someday we will, maybe.
Yeah.
So we pulled in about, actually it was about quarter to 10 local time. And of course the show opens at 10 on Thursday morning. We left Tuesday afternoon, got there Thursday morning.
Right.
That's what it was. unloaded, and thankfully everything was in the big ballroom. There had been rumor that it was going to be in a separate room the first night, and then we would have to move everything. And so we had decided we were just not going to put the ink up. But since we could, everything went up.
It was awesome.
And somehow this year we brought way too much, and we couldn't even fit the vintage pens on the table. And a couple of other things. I just couldn't get on the table.
Yeah.
That much stuff, and I don't know if the table shrunk this year or what happened, but
we brought a lot more.
We brought a lot of stuff, so got that set up Thursday night. What did we do? I mean, was there anything eventful going on Thursday at the show? You know, it's the first day, so there's not a terrible lot of people there. Super early traders.
I thought that it was decently trafficked, though. There were a number of people. I thought it was busier than last year.
Yep. I would say all around the show, every day was busier than it was last year. Sunday was... I wasn't so sure about Sunday, but that's neither here nor there, I guess. So what did we do? We were actually staying at the hotel. We had dinner. Oh, actually, you know what? Our friend Jim was at the show, and he left his pen case at the table.
Oh, yes. And what a pen case.
I didn't even see what was in it.
Oh, I did. There was a reason you didn't see it.
A couple of Nikayas or something in there. I don't remember. But he left it at the table, and of course, Lisa goes up and says, you know, we found a pen case. If you can identify the pens in the case, you know, you can have it back. Because we want to make sure it got back to the right person. It turns out it was Jim's. we would do it anyway. And as a thank you, Jim comes back with a large beverage.
That's frosting. Right.
And this was so good this time I actually wrote it down.
Actually, you not only wrote it down, you told Paul and Eddie G they had to go get them, and they did, and we had a couple. That's one of the several things that we talked about, like, all weekend. It was really good beer.
Yeah, it was, it's from the Firestone Brewing Company. I've got it written down here in Paso Robles, California, and it's the 805.
It was yummy.
It's an outstanding, kind of like an ale, and, really, really tasty. And of course at the hotel, they have it in 12 ounce or 24 ounce glasses. I got this 24, and it's tall, right? It's really big. I didn't find out until later that they were $15 glass.
Go and buy it at the grocery store, and it'll be less than $15 a six-pack.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, I mean, and I had two at dinner. That's right. We had dinner with our good friend, Eric Schneider.
Indeed,
so... and then we had a couple of beers and some tasty. They had some good different appetizers this year. We're talking about food 11 minutes in.
Ooh.
For those keeping track.
Tim, who had 7-Eleven?
7-Eleven. Ooh, there we go. what were they?
Thursday's a blur.
The chicken wings with the teriyaki sauce.
Oh, that's right. The chicken fingers.
They were fantastic.
A soy wasabi... dipping sauce was phenomenal.
Yeah, yes. We had them for lunch, and then we had them again for dinner. That's how good they were. So,
yep. Was that when I lost my wallet?
Yes, and so then, and so here's right. That's not funny.
Typical Lisa.
Lisa pays for dinner, and then we went for a walk. We packed everything but socks for me. So
this is 2 years in a row.
I
got to get better.
So,
yep.
Or it's two out of three. I think last year we hit it.
Anyway. So we walked over to CVS to get some socks.
We get some socks, and Lisa's getting ready to pay for it. She realized she doesn't have her wallet. So we think we've lost it. So we walk all the way back to the hotel. We make another trip back. We can't find it. And come to find out, we left it in the room.
It's in the room.
And Lisa actually just charged the meal to the tab. So
right. I just charged it to the room, so I didn't use my my credit card. But it was fine. Brian and Andrea Gray were helpful, and all of our friends were looking for my wallet. Yep. Sorry, guys. So, but
that was Thursday. Real whatever. We were happy to hit the sack. Wake up the next morning, and we discovered there's a little like a Whole Foods type of grocery store within.
It's not that little.
Yeah, well, about a block from the. We never actually went through the whole thing, but it's a block right. From the hotel. And they serve a phenomenal breakfast. It's
oh, the salmon scramble is yummy.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're staying in L.A., I forget the name of the place, but it's just down the street.
The Manhattan Beach Marriott.
Oh, it was the Manhattan Beach Marriott. What was it called?
Bristol Farms.
Yeah, Bristol Farms. So, great breakfast, good place to go. So we had breakfast, then go back to the show. And finished setting up. We didn't really have much to set up. And then I think I started looking for some parts right away. Rich Lott was there. And Rich has got, and this is an interesting thing I didn't know about Rich. Rich goes from show to show, and then when he's done with the show, he boxes everything up and he puts it in the closet.
I wish we could do that.
He doesn't, because I have some friends that are looking for parts, so I always refer him to Rich. But Rich only goes to shows. He doesn't.
And he only sells at shows.
He only sells at shows. He doesn't sell online. He has no website. In fact, I don't even know if he's got an email address. I'm sure he does. But you can't buy a part from him. And he told me if he did that, his wife would be really mad. So he puts it in boxes, and then he just brings it to the next show. So look for some parts, and found some, thankfully. Met a lot of good folks, and of course we saw Todd Ebersprocher showed up, one of the big Astro guys. What else did we do on Friday? Who else am I going to miss here? John Modishaw is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and special guest at Mike Matsuyama's table, which I never actually got to see because he was too busy and was too far away.
I saw him.
Well, I saw him, but I never got a chance to get in line. Yukio Nagahara from Sailor, from Japan.
Yes, very cool. He made a private trip.
Yep. So he wasn't on official Sailor business, but he was there just working with Mike, and they were doing nibs and all sorts of stuff. So what else happened on Friday?
Friday we went to dinner.
We did. We went to dinner. Now, people want to hear about pens, but this dinner was nonstop. Now, it was really nonstop from like to almost midnight. Pens, talking pens.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was so cool. we went to dinner with Jin Takamura, who is the president of Atoya, who distributes Sailor here in the U.S., and the director of Atoya, Larry Keok. And I'm very grateful that Jin drove, because the traffic in L.A. Friday night at, when did he pick us up, 7?
7 o'clock.
Was crazy. Now, Jin is a phenomenal driver, excellent driver. You have to be there, because it's crazy. But I'm sitting in the back seat. On the one hand, very comfortable. On the other hand, not freaking out, but these cars are crazy. I mean, you're driving, and then all of a sudden you have to slam on your brakes, and you've got people cutting you off, and Jin was amazing. And he had recommended we get out of the hotel and try something that we wouldn't normally do. So we're at his mercy, and next thing I know, there's a little sign that says Beverly Hills. Now, whoever listens to this or anyone in the chat, just go with me on this. Then we turn a street, and we're on Rodeo Drive. I don't care who you are. That's kind of cool. It was cool. And so I'm, like, drooling out the window, and, you know, I think we stopped at a light, and there's, like, a Jimmy Choo, those are shoes, guys, store right there. And Jim made a comment to Brian that it was safe because all the stores were closed. So it, you know, it wouldn't hurt his wallet. But it was just really cool to see to be on Rodeo Drive. Dinner was, there are no words. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was the place called The Grill.
The Grill on the Alley.
The Grill on the Alley, yeah. And mm-hmm. We showed up early, and they got us in. We got a booth, which apparently is a big deal to get a booth on a Friday night in Beverly Hills. But everybody there knows Jin. Everybody, and, like, you know, every 10 minutes, someone's walking by and shaking his hand, yeah. And it was really, really cool.
Clapping him on the shoulder, asking how he is. And this wasn't the owner and the chef and just, you know, the maitre d' came by, but it wasn't just, like, the important people. It was the wait staff coming by. And to me, that says a lot about how you treat people. Yeah, everybody knew him. It was like being out with a celebrity. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, and it was cool.
He was telling us really cool stories about the restaurant and people who come there, and apparently a lot of the Hollywood studio executives eat there. So I'm trying to casually look around to see if there are any celebrities. Like, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, I didn't notice anybody, but
photo bomb with somebody. But
yeah, no.
My ahi tuna was to die for. Yeah, it was phenomenal food. Any of you who are into cooking, this place was just.
That was great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a fillet, but we talked.
We talked business.
We talked nonstop. Business and sailor pens from literally from the moment we got in the car to the moment we got out of the car. And all the way in between, and it was fantastic. It was just really, get to learn a little bit about how Sailor does things in Japan, how they distribute, and, you know, there's some different things that go on between the United States and Japan, and really some good insight into how things are done, and talked about a couple of really cool things that we're going to put in motion, and I don't know that they'll happen this year, but some really cool stuff that's going to come down from Sailor. So
yeah, we're very excited. It was nice to hear about a lot of that, to understand a little bit better why things are done, how things are done. Yeah, it was really great, and they're incredibly supportive of our business and our growth, and we are grateful for that. So
yeah, and just reaffirms we're big Sailor fans anyway as users, and just reaffirms why we like them. So I can't say enough good things about it. So, anyway. We spent all night, pretty much got back to the hotel about midnight.
Yes, we were there late. I think were we the last ones out?
We were one of the last ones out, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just went up and went to sleep with our heads buzzing. We did forget to mention that on Thursday we had a visitor.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I totally forgot.
Speaking of company presidents, Philip of Twisby came to see us, and I love how down-to-earth Philip is. You know, he's the president of Twisby, but every year when we come to L.A., he personally delivers a big box of anything that we've ordered. And a couple years ago, he had some prototypes in the back pocket of his jeans, and he just pulled those out. This year, he had prototypes. But it was a great opportunity to find out about things that are coming out. We are sworn to secrecy, and we will yep. not tell you what's coming out when, but we will say that there's some really cool stuff coming out soon.
Really cool.
Yeah, we're excited.
I'm going to be adding to my Twisby collection very soon, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, some cool stuff coming out. So if those of you familiar with the Twisby timeline, There's some stuff coming out, so
yeah,
and maybe not what you think. We'll just leave it at that. How's that?
Yes, but cool things coming soon. A lot of things are pretty much ready to go. They just don't want to have too much all at one time. So
and it's a good time too. You know, we don't get much time with Philip. He's usually, you know, he's very busy, and he stops and he sees us. We talk with him for maybe 20 minutes, and then he's got to run. But we get some insight on how things are done and why certain things are the way they are. And that's our chance to talk to him about any issues we see, and then he can explain that. Or and pretty much every issue we mentioned, he had a very excellent explanation for why that was and how it was fixed. And,
and not even just issues, but, oh, we'd love to see this. Right. Or, you know, we talked about the boxes for the Classic and had a good chuckle over, you know, how slippery they are. Philip is used to me hounding him about a pen that posts, and so now, you know, the Twisby Classic does now post. And
he probably did it just to shut you up.
He probably did. I remember last year he said, "Don't hurt me, don't hurt me." The prototype posted, but it's nice to give and receive feedback. And I know that he appreciates that. You know, we go to shows and we bring the stuff around, and it's always good to see him. He's always just, you know, in a good mood, and just he's a great guy. Yep. Let's see, Saturday, what did we do Saturday? More.
Yeah, Saturday was I don't want to say more of the same, because I don't want to sound like it was boring. I mean, there was just lots of stuff going on, right? We had Sid Saperstein from Wall Eversharp was right next to us. For a while there, we had Sarge and Jazz right across
Dangerous.
The table.
Dangerous. It was awesome.
And yeah, and so our friend Greg is there, and we're looking, and I think it was on Saturday. I finally had time. I mean, here's the secret for all you guys. You go to a pen show, you see John Monashaw standing, that's when you go to the table.
Yes.
Because he's not working. It's a completely obvious thing, but if John is standing, he is not working. So I had a pen that I needed a little bit slight tweak on, and he looked at it, and he's like, "Oh, yeah." It was kind of funny. We had this conversation. He's like, "Well, do you want it to be a cursive italic and blah, blah, blah?" I said, "John, I just want the damn thing to write."
Yeah.
So he looked at me, and he kind of laughed, you know, because he gets people with very specific questions. He says, "I don't really care. Yes. I want, you know, the nib width is perfect.
Just
I want
tweak it a tiny bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Just make it." He looks at it and goes, "Yeah, okay, well, she does this." And in 10 minutes later, perfect. I've used it all day.
Not even 10,
yeah. I use it all day. In fact, I need to ink it up tonight, otherwise I'm going to run out of ink tomorrow, which is awesome. But
I'm relieved you're not complaining about it anymore.
Well, yeah, I know. So I'm showing it to Greg, right? And I'm like, "Hey, you gotta check this out. You gotta write with this thing. It's awesome." And that's like a, you know, it's pretty close to a 1/5 stub at this point. More I guess more like an italic. And Greg's like, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, did you know?" He goes, "Sarge's got one like that."
Burgundy. It's sort of gorgeous.
So the, you know, it's a sailor. It's a Naginata Toji, the ribbed sailor, and he has the burgundy version of the black one that I have, and so I go over there and look at it, and then I look two pens over to the left, and Friday night we were talking with Jin and Larry about the Japanese are they like light pens, and so they have a hard time trying to understand that in America, oftentimes we prefer a heavier pen. And so for a while they made the, I think it was called the Sailor Pro Gear Regency Stripe. It's a black Pro Gear full-size pen with a metal overlay, like a silver-plated overlay. It's a very beautiful pen. And I remember seeing the catalog when we first became dealers, and said, "I got to have this pen." But you know, it's $6.95 list, right? So I'm like, you know. And here it is. And it has recently been discontinued this year by Sailor.
Yep.
So I can't get it. And here it is on Sarge's table. Right there, right in front of me. Picked it up. It's gorgeous. It's got some weight to it, so I can see why it would not be popular in Japan if they're used to the lightness of the regular Sailor pen. It was just fantastic. And I couldn't make a decision, and I felt I felt a little guilty about it, so we let them both stay with Sarge. But you went to look, and he had another one there that you liked.
It was bad.
I didn't know he had sailors. I, you know, he's got shapers.
He's got everything. He's
got, yeah, he's got everything. I couldn't believe it. Just could not believe it.
It was very tempting.
So Greg was there. I think Paul, our good friend Paul, shows up on Saturday. Actually, Paul was there on Friday.
Yes.
Friday, yeah.
Because I think he had dinner with Eddie G when we went with Jin.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Absolutely. Yep. So so we're hanging out with these guys all day and seeing what's going on. I got a chance to take a look at some of the Nakayas on John's table. Brian Gray showed up. He's got his set up. Our good friend Jimmy Dolov had an impressive display. Real nice setup, as always, but he's always bringing something that I'd never seen before.
What did Jimmy have you hadn't seen before?
Well, you know, again, I don't want to make this a Sailor show, but he had the Sailor King of Pen Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's outrageous. It's just completely outrageous.
Well, I have to order Sailor tomorrow. I'll just order, you know, some King of Pen. Whatever. How many do you want?
I want the Ebonite. I want the Ebonite. Give
All
me
right.
the Ebonite.
I can do that. The broad there you go.
Jimmy's got stuff. Franklin Kristoff showed up, and you know, they got some cool stuff going on. They've got this new, I forget the model number. They have a pen that has a slip cap. Did you see that?
Yes, Eddie G.
I forget the model number, but it's got a slip cap. It's really cool. Who else is there? Ken Roll showed up. And,
Ken
Roll had a nice,
Yaffa.
Nice display. Yaffa, of course, showing off some of the new stuff. So,
cool new stuff. We got sucked in.
We got to talk about this. So anybody who knows the Yaffa guys, if you don't know the Yaffa guys, there's two main there's the Kenny is the vice president, is that correct?
I believe so.
Vice president, and then there's Ross Cameron, who's the national sales manager, and Ross is you notice Ross because he's got a full white head of hair, super cool guy. He lives in California, and Kenny's like, you know, it's like yin and yang really, because Kenny's like, you know, he's bald, but he's a rocker.
He's shorter.
He's shorter. He's
got tats on his arms, and he is a hardcore late 70s, early 80s band.
Oh, yeah.
The fan doesn't even come close.
No, yeah. He probably goes to more concerts in, you know, in a month than any of us go in, like, years. He's constantly, like, I see videos on Facebook. He's in Motley Crue. He's going Kiss. You know,
he took Ross to something. Yeah, like,
yeah, to a Pink Floyd kind of a cover band, which I yelled at him for. It's like, next time you go, man, I'm totally going. So, but they have this product now, and Kenny will sell. He could sell ice to an Eskimo. I mean, he's that good. And
we've
been talking about this. Yeah, he is. They have this product called the napkin. And we kind of think it's a silly name.
It is a silly name.
But at some point we decide, okay, they had a product that was actually pretty low price. We thought maybe that would be pretty good. So we took that, and then all of a sudden later on in the day, Lisa comes back from their table, and she's got a bag in her hand, she's got boxes in her hand. I said, "What the heck did you just do?" So she goes and
I just said, "Kenny."
And it's these napkins. They call them Forever because they're not a pen, they're not a pencil, but they write like a pencil. They're like graphite. I don't know the full sales pitch on it yet, but they're interesting. So there's one that has wood. It's a Pininfarina, really cool looking. It comes with a desk base, and she's just, so I go, hang on. So I go out to the table and I go, Kenny, I said, what the heck are you doing selling all this stuff to my wife? And he says, without missing a beat, he goes, hey, you know what you ought to do? He says, you ought to take some stuff back.
Well, like, that's going to teach me a lesson.
Yeah, just to teach you a lesson. So I almost did. I was really close to doing it. Well, it's because they have the stipula there. I saw the stipula. It's a new Etruria. This is blue marble that's outstanding. It's really a cool material. But I resisted because I thought I was losing on both ends there. So.
Well, we also, run out of room. And the big Perpetua that we got came in a big box. It was the entire display. So
yeah, I wasn't expecting it to be that big.
I didn't either. There's the space issue we always contend with. But yeah. But after the show closed on Saturday, we attended a wedding, which was amazing. Yeah. It was very moving. Yeah, it was very special. And then we all walked across the street to the Mexican restaurant and had
what was the name
margaritas.
Of this place? I can't remember.
Cozumel's. Like Cozumel, but Cozumel's. It was
great,
very yummy.
Place. Oh my goodness.
And one of the I guess I knew this, but it didn't really sink in until a couple of the servers started to go a little nuts. One of the wedding guests is a very well-known Mexican soap opera star. And so a couple of the servers were talking to one of our other guests, and they were like, oh, my God, is that, Ramon? And so he was very, very sweet and very gracious. And so he did a couple pictures with the wait staff, and they were just giddy over it, so that was cool.
Yeah. So this place is outstanding. If you like Mexican food, I'm sure there's a million places in LA to go, but this is right within walking distance of the hotel. I mean, I was full after eating the chips. I kid you not. So chips and salsa, and then there's guacamole. I'm not a guacamole guy, but I mean, they hand make the guacamole at the table in big, big bowls.
Yep.
And then
and then
we had appetizers.
I could have ended right there. I should have. It was excellent food. Excellent food. Wonderful time, and life was good. So,
yeah. Good dinner, good food.
Walked back to the hotel and went to sleep. Sunday's the big day. So we got up early. We did not go to Bristol Farm for a sit-down breakfast that day because it does take a little bit longer to get served. What's wrong, Brian?
We have a special guest on the podcast tonight. Right now, all you can see is her tail.
Oh, it's Brooke. Yeah, she was trying to get in.
Here she is, everybody.
There you go. Hi, Brooke.
Say hi.
Crazy.
Anyway.
So where was I? We went back to bed. Sunday's the big day. We didn't have a hot breakfast. Takes too long, and we didn't want to be late, especially on Sunday. So we got out of the hotel room and just went and grabbed. What did we grab? Like muffins or something?
Yeah. Sunday they have
just something small.
Muffins and coffee and stuff right downstairs for the attendees. So.
But then we had an incredibly sweet present.
Yes, absolutely.
It was awesome. So is Steph still in the house? Nope.
I don't see her name in there, but.
Steph, you got competition. Nathan brought us donuts.
So yeah, that was great, and it needed it too.
Well, he didn't need to bring them, but you are on your feet talking to people, you really do burn up an awful lot of energy, so it was nice to have them, and they were yummy. Oh, my God.
Were,
so, Nathan,
yeah.
You rock.
Well, it's funny, because I had eaten one before you even knew it was there, so. Like, oh, hey, Nathan brought donuts. I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm gone already, so.
Great. Thanks. I see where I stand. Nathan, you rock. Nathan worked so hard and put up with us, and all the crazy customers worked like a pro.
Yep.
So yep. Next year,
good
same
job.
Time, same place. Yep.
Please, I hope you can make it.
it was fun, and I checked in a couple times that you're doing okay, and he was like totally chill, like this isn't really as bad as I thought. He was like, oh, I got it. Go do your thing.
I think I was freaking out more than anybody, so.
Yeah. no, it was great to have help. Eddie G and Paul, I know that they're always around, and we can always ask for help. But it's nice to have someone dedicated behind the table. And I don't think Nathan even took like a bathroom break. Like he was just there the whole time.
The day just kind of, there were early trading from 8 to 10 and then public from 10 to 5. And 10 to 5 went by like that. It's gone. It's done. I don't think I got out from behind the table more than a couple times. And that was mostly to go over to the alpha table to pick something up. We'd sell something, we'd go over there, and we'd pick another one up. And it was just... it was crazy. And the one thing I do regret missing, at one point Lisa says to me, well, there's a gentleman who's coming, he needs an appraisal on a pen. And
it was beautiful.
She tells me what it is. It's a Waterman 458. And for those of you who don't know what that is a number 8 size Waterman lever filler with a sterling silver overlay. And so the first time he didn't have it, but he was bringing it over. And then the next time, a couple minutes later, I had to go run over and get something. And I came back and he was gone. So he had come by. And this is the kind of, I don't know, he was just hanging on to it. What was the deal? It was just in his
bag. I don't even remember. Yeah. I don't remember. We sent him over to Sarge, and he may have gone to see maybe Louise or Gary Lehrer, a couple other people possibly. This is a big pen. It was amazing.
Yeah. You know who else we didn't mention? We actually chatted with them on Saturday. Dan Bishop and
Bill
from Karis Customs were there. They had a table for the first time. Dan was kind enough. He brought over an ink, one of their new fountain pens. That's what they call it, the ink. One for Lisa, one for myself, and then also with the matching rollerball insert. And really cool. I got myself a green one, and yours is it black with the copper section?
Well, Dan and I have spent quite a lot of time on the phone over the course of the last year or so, and so every time he would call, he's like, "I promise, I'm gonna give you a pen to thank you for all your time." I mean, when you're new in the industry and you're thinking about going to those, you've got a lot of questions, and it's not something that you can find on the web. You can't Google, what do I need to bring to a pen show as a vendor, and find anything, really. I've spent a lot of time on the phone. They're great, great guys. Lots of fun. Super cool. it was nice to finally meet, the voice on the other end of the phone, and the pen's really cool. We had a good time.
Yeah, so that was cool. We totally left the stuff at the store. I forgot to bring it, but...
Yep. We'll do it next week. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll end up doing some kind of blog post about what we did or didn't buy.
I guess that was about the only thing we took home, because... Believe it or not, this is the first pen show in a long time that I can remember that I didn't actually buy anything for myself.
It was awesome. But you got a Visconti right beforehand.
Well, I did. Yeah, that was my Valentine's Day present.
Yes.
From you to me, to myself, whatever. So Sunday is busy. We had our usual, we have a guest that comes and visit us, a friend of ours, who comes only on Sunday. It's the only day he can make it. And I really feel bad because... On Sunday, it's literally hand over fist. You don't have time to chat. Our good friend Paul Hoban, who wrote the book on Esterbrook, we're good friends, and I had a package for him, and he showed me some of his new finds. He had a very cool couple of pens. He had a Wirt made Esterbrook eyedropper, and he's looking for the right feed. So I was telling him what to look for, and it is possible to find it. It really is. As hard as those pens are to find, finding that feed is possible. But then he showed me was even more amazing. He said he bought this lot of Esterbrooks on eBay. In the lot was this one black pen. And he gets it. I don't remember if he said it was described this way correctly or not. But when he got it, it's a And I won't tell you exactly what it is, but I'll tell you what the barrel imprint is. And for some of you in the chat, I'm sure may very well know what it is. It's marked silver dollar on the barrel. It's black hard rubber. It's an eyedropper. And that's a very, very rare pack. It's actually made by Parker. Very early eyedropper, gold nib. Really cool to see one in complete condition. And we chatted for, 10 minutes maybe, 15 mm-hmm. minutes, and then boom, that was it, you know. So, but always good to see Paul. He looked really good this year.
He's
taking care of himself. And
he's a caretaker for his wife. So he was, I think, happy to get out and do something for himself, because the rest of the time he's just absolutely selfless. And so it was nice for him to be able to get out, see some of the people. You know, he came to see us. He came to see Sam and Frank of Pandemonium, and a couple other things, but a couple other people. But he doesn't take much time for himself these days. So he looked good. He looked happy.
He really looked good. It's the best, you know. In the past couple of years, he looked healthy,
And tired. Good.
And you know, the man deserves it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Who else? At the end of Sunday, it's a long, exhausting day, and
in a weak moment,
good friend of ours comes over, and he lucks into things. I have no idea how. People just, I guess, like with us in Esterbrooks.
We can't even tell. We can't even talk about the one yet. The 100 cases. Anyway, go ahead.
I was going to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
The two big trunks.
No. The other thing that happened. Yeah, you want to talk about the trunks.
All right. Anyway, our friend comes over and says, "Hey, I've got this. You got to do this. You got to trust me on this. I've got these two big boxes." He says they're about this big, by this big, by this big. You want these? 179 pence.
169 pence.
Here's the price. Here's what it averages out to be. Here's what you could sell them for. Here's a sampling. And he hands us this binder full of 50 pens.
Nice leather case. Yeah, it was actually 48. Yep. Some with 14 karat, some 18 karat nibs, steel nibs, rollerball ballpoints. Pretty interesting selection, but the price was...
Price was right. So we said, okay.
Wrote him a check.
It turns out, and he says, okay, I'll get them down to you. They're on their way to me or something like that. Well, it turns out they're not in boxes. They're in two big roller totes
that
look like a foot locker. Big, huge, and so they bring them down, and we just look at the.
And two boxes.
Yes,
on top of that.
So we look at this, and they're way bigger than I pictured. Oh my God, way bigger.
Yeah, there's no way these are going in the car. There's absolutely no way.
So I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to remember if we have bungee cords tucked into one of the hidden pockets of the car.
That's not a bad idea.
Well, we have them. I looked. We could have just put them up there, but who knows? So we opened them up, and luckily we had sold enough that we had a couple empty boxes, and we put pens everywhere.
It was tight.
It was, in fact, the car had more stuff in it on the way home than it did on the way out, which is pretty impressive.
That's impressive.
We did manage to fit them all in. There were about a dozen pen boxes that were just pretty nasty, so we got rid of those. But and these are not small boxes.
Not. Some of them were desk sets, right? Big marble. They had to have been, you know, eight, 10 inches across, round, heavy marble desk sets, big boxes. There's probably half a dozen of those, 10 of those. You know, and some other large, unusual size boxes, and just awkward. It was really difficult to pack. I don't know how we did it. I'm surprised. I don't know how we did it without taking individual boxes and putting them, you know, every nook and cranny.
A couple we did. It was that bad. But we have some really cool stuff that's going to go up on the site in the next week.
You know, it's going to, and not a lot of it is expensive. In fact, most of it is very inexpensive. It's just real inexpensive, fun stuff you can play with. You know, this is the kind of stuff that it looks nice enough. You can take it to work. You can put it in your dress shirt. If you want to practice nib grinding or you want to practice smoothing, then is the perfect pen to do it. It's just really, you know, some of them come with really nice solid wood boxes. I mean, just really.
Mm-hmm. Some of these are big. Yeah.
Yeah.
And glossy. It was cool.
And glossy, yeah. So.
Well, some of them are really high polished gloss wooden box.
Yeah, they'd be nice to fit on your desk and convert to a little pen case or something. So, yeah, so that was the end of the day thing. In fact, what I ended up doing is I was going out. I don't know what I was doing. I was running out to the car or something. Then I happened to see Mario from Toys in the Attic. He had the exact same case, and I go up to him and say, "Hey, listen," I said, "do you want another couple of cases?" He looked at me. He thought I was joking. I was joking.
You wanted to bring them home.
Well, they did. They were really nice. I mean, you know, you never know when you might need something like that.
We but don't need those.
There's no way. There was no way we could get it in the car.
No.
So
there's no way we could get it on the car either.
Yeah, Mario was so excited, and he was so happy to get him. In fact, he wasn't sure how he was going to get him home. In fact, he was thinking about taking a piece of his luggage and throwing it away so he could use these. So that was kind of funny. Who else was at the show? We should make a quick rundown of who was at the show and then try to wrap this up here.
All right.
I mean, there's tons of people.
Paul was there, Eddie G. Paul spent quite a lot of time back and forth. It's fun when Paul's there because it's both sharing the excitement of, oh my God, I got to see this, or, you know, I've got to play with this, and I think a little check-in for both of us that, you know, I haven't bought anything I shouldn't, and he's just having a good time, and, you know, it's a treat for him to be able to go with, you know, the rest of us geeky people. Like many of you, you know, you don't get to go to a pen show very often. Your friends and your family don't necessarily understand or whatever, and it's cool, just so awesome to see. So he was showing things and talking about things, and I guess he and Eddie G had dinner one night. Eddie G and his wife Marianne were there. Nathan was our hero. That was phenomenal. We got to see our good friend Jose was there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wayne was there. Dr. Toaster Pastry.
Dr. Toaster Pastry. Let's see. There was a couple folks from Reddit. Some of you know Michael as the Brimick. He was there, and a couple other guys from Reddit that I chat with from time to time.
Yep. Sarah.
Who else?
Sarah was there. She's active on a lot of the Facebook pen forums. She brought her son. There is a group of ladies who come to see us every year who just make me smile. And it's usually Leslie and Gay and Connie and sometimes Leslie's mom. She didn't come this year, but I always ask about Mama because she's just as feisty as the other three. I just love them. So my girls from LA, always good to see you guys. Like Brian said, Paul Hoban was there. And those of you who know me know that I'm a hugger, and sometimes I scream when I see people.
I kind of walk away and I go, "Ooh, yeah."
I don't
know who
her.
She is.
Our good friend Aaron Leiter has been in Mexico for quite a while, and he was at the show, and I had promised him a hug and a scream when he got there, and I did. It was loud.
You were loud. Oh my goodness.
When did we see him? It's been ages.
I don't remember last. It's been a long time. Yeah. So.
So it was amazing to see Eric, and our other friend Juan Carlos. It was phenomenal to see him. We've seen Eric, but we haven't seen Juan Carlos. Chicago.
Haven't seen Juan Carlos for a year and a half. Yeah, Chicago, a couple years.
So that was fun. That was Wayne. We said you, Dr. Toaster Pastry. We already said that.
Come on, get with the program, Wayne. I get a chance to chat with very briefly with our good friend Francis Babulian, who lives over in Minnesota. Trying really hard to get Francis to come down this either later this spring or in the summer to do a pelican clinic at the store. And so he's definitely interested in doing that, and hopefully that's going to happen. Who else? Lots of I'm drawing a blank. There's the hunters, Carmen Rivera, and her fantastic Vanishing Point collection. Bill Weekly's there, of course.
Bill Weekly and Nadia.
Yeah, and Bill's the same way. Bill's like Kenny, only worse. He just comes over, oh, you really want this? And then all of a sudden, next thing I know, Lisa's got this stack of old-style Vanishing Points. I don't know. And Nib units. Nib units, too, now that I think about it. Do we get... I guess we sort of did our shout-outs out of order, right? Did we get all those in?
I think so. Wayne's unhappy he didn't get the hug. I'm sorry.
He didn't get the hug? Well, next time, right?
Next year you get two.
I'm gonna wrap this into number four here on our list.
Okay.
Got a special delivery at the show, and I did not bring it home with me. Do you happen to have your? That's on the same menu.
I have one.
Well, you're not gonna be able to see it anyway. We won't be able to see it if you hold it up.
Oh, that's true.
It's not even the same one. That's the prototype, so you can't see it.
Anyway.
We now have our own 1.1 and 1.5 millimeter italics, polished steel and two-tone versions, number size nibs made by Yovo with our name, our logo on them. And we weren't expecting them, but they were delivered at the show, which is really totally cool. They'll fit inside of anything that takes number six nib, Ahab, Conrad, pretty much every Conklin, new modern Conklin, Monteverdi pens, you name it, that's got a number six nib, it will probably fit. So real excited to see those. In fact, those are actually up on the site right now. So, and we also picked up, and these will go up in the next couple days, the new Conklin All-Americans, so we have those as well.
Yep, along with the napkin.
And the napkin, then it's coming up. We have the Pina Farina, the napkin Forever Prima, and the
Perpetua.
The Perpetua, which is really kind of a cool Perpetua. It almost, it's the least expensive of the three, but it's really they're all cool. So
it's a really cool concept. So and I got two selfie pens.
Oh yes, just what we need, right? There's a pen you can. It is admittedly is kind of cool.
The kids from Lawrence will like it.
It's from Lawrence. It's a stylus, and it has a ballpoint that goes through the stylus, and then you can connect it to your phone, your iPhone or your Android phone. There's actually two different buttons.
It's cool.
You can connect it via Bluetooth, and then you press the appropriate button. You can set your phone up in front of you or something. I actually took a Monteverdi case, fits really nice. You can rest a phone there, and I took a picture of Dave and I with the selfie phone. So,
you and Dave did a selfie?
Yeah, I told him I wouldn't post it, though. I respect his privacy, but maybe I'll see if I can convince him tomorrow in a weak moment that I can post it, because a lot of people are talking with Dave, and you know, that, it'd be nice for people to know exactly who Dave is, who they're talking to. So.
That's cool.
Anything else?
It was a good show. We did buy a small collection of pens. Mm-hmm. which reminds me.
Completely different than what other stuff we bought before.
Yeah.
So.
Our friend Maya was there. That was awesome to see her. I don't think we've actually met her before in person.
No.
So that was cool. But it was a good show. You know, we went to sell and we sold some. We went to buy and we bought some. We went to see people and we did that. We did some, you know, networking. We did some things with friends. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And now we are home for, 2 weeks, and then we leave again for basically 2 weeks.
Baltimore, yeah. So I'm looking forward to the Baltimore show. It's going to be fun. We're going to get to see our good friends, Hugh and Carol, and it's going to be fun. So should we wrap this up? We got to go pick up our son from the airport.
We should wrap it up. I would hate to leave him there. He is coming back from 10 days in Florida with my parents, and I don't think we'll need to bring his coat. We'll just run him out to the car, but it's a whole lot colder here than it was when he left West Palm Beach.
Yeah, it was -4 this morning, so which we should also mention. We're delaying ink shipments for a day or two because it's just cold. It's going to warm up tomorrow a little bit, and then Saturday it's going to be in the high 20s. So anyway, so well, I guess that's it, huh? Anything else you can think of we forgot to mention? I'm sure we forgot to mention somebody. My apologies, but there's just so many people. You got to get to a show. It's insane.
And it takes a couple days. We drive straight back. We had awful weather on the way back.
Oh my goodness!
From Vail to Denver, the last 2 hours in the mountains, going down the mountain, it snowed. You couldn't even see the lane markers. It was very scary, actually. And we have had phenomenal weather for the last 49 and a half shows. So we really can't complain. 1 year coming back from Baltimore, it was bad. But this was pretty scary. We got to Denver, and I don't think I've ever been so happy to see an Olive Garden. So we just pulled over for a little while, had a nice hot dinner, and it was a long ride home.
45 and a half hours. Actually, you know, it didn't seem as it was long, but
it
could have been worse. It could have.
I'm always grateful for that. But and then Baltimore coming up. Now we also should maybe quickly mention Chicago.
Yes, we should. Yeah, there's a lot of rumor going around about Chicago. It is, it isn't, it is, it isn't. We're getting whiplash trying to determine if it is or isn't happening. But
yes. We spoke with one of the two organizers who said that it was not, but apparently John Veeley, who's an excellent researcher, he called the hotel that supposedly will be hosting the show, and they said there is a show. So I would... I think tomorrow I'm going to call the hotel so that I've actually heard it from them.
Yep.
But it looks like it might be going the normal first weekend in May.
Yeah, like April 30th, May 1st, 2nd. With an auction even?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
So we'll see.
So, more details, firm details as we get them. But, yeah, there will be a Chicago show.
Yes.
The Hallelujah. It's the shortest show of the year for us. So looking forward to it.
Yes. So that's about it.
So, all right. Anything else?
Nope.
That's it. All right. Thanks for joining us. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin 54911.
Or send us an email.
Brian at AndersonPens.com.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.com. Check us out. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, all sorts of other social media as Anderson Pens.
Blog, of course, blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Join our mailing list. Check out the blog for updates and new products or events in the store. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.